Okay, let's do some meditation. And meditation is one of the best things we do here of a Friday evening, a time to get very peaceful and to let go of the world. So first of all, we close our eyes when we meditate for the reason that it allows us to focus our mindfulness inside. So often in the world, our awareness, our attention is drawn outside by all the things which we have to do outside. But now we focus on the inside. The inside is a word which my teacher Ajahn Chah coined. Our real home is inside. You may live in a comfortable apartment or even a mansion, but the real home is inside, inside your body, inside your mind. So if that real home is comfortable, then everything else in your life is reasonably okay. You have a place to rest. So with your eyes closed, first of all, I advise people to become aware of their body, starting with their legs. And it's not just being aware. Mindfulness has some responsibilities. If your legs need adjusting, please do so. It's called adding the kindness to the mindfulness. Comes kindfulness. You're kindful just to your legs, first of all. How are you? Do you need some special movement, attention, whatever? Now I don't remove the attention away from my legs until they're comfortable. And then I go to my butt, making sure that that is well positioned on the cushion. Again, if I'm not careful, I can get a sore bottom after 20 minutes. And that disturbs the whole meditation. If you need to fidget, now's the best time. And then you feel your back. I just got in the habit of stretching it when I start meditating. It feels good and I relax it and my back comes to a comfortable position. A position which I can maintain for half an hour. And please don't just believe the books or believe a teacher like me. Find out for yourself what is the best position for your back. Some people on a chair, it's leaning back. Sometimes it's leaning forward. You find what's best for you. And then to your shoulders, making sure they're relaxed. And again, just one skillful means, a trick to relax shoulders, is to go the opposite, first of all, to tighten them up, to scrunch them up, and then let go. And they end up more relaxed than when you started. And I do this carefully, meticulously, because I know that if I don't look after these parts of my body, the meditation will be disturbed by aches and pains. And they're unnecessary. And I go down my arms, past my elbows, wrists and hands. To all those areas, finding how I can make my arms and hands more comfortable. Again, when people look in the books how you should put your hands, what position they should be, you find that out by asking your hands where they want to be, where they feel the most comfortable. This is using your own wisdom, born of awareness, motivated by kindness, to find simple truths of discomfort and then later on you use the same methods to find deeper truths. And move attention back up to the shoulders and the neck, making sure the head is well balanced on top of the neck. If, like me, you suffer from some mild hay fever, there's always like an irritation in the throat. For me, and I just focus on it and give it kindness, wishing it well, giving it attention. And that softens the feeling. Sometimes if I'm meditating alone, not teaching but just meditating, I spend a long time there and really give it so much energy, the feeling almost vanishes. I've often experimented with that combination of mindfulness and kindness, just focused on a small part of my body which needs some attention. And once my throat is good enough, go up to my face, muscles around the eyes and the mouth. It's not that hard to be aware of those muscles. And once you're aware of those muscles, you can relax them. Because those muscles are tense, because they reflect some usually emotional tightness inside the mind. And recently, I've just been adding the extra bit of meditation, knowing that it's just imagination, visualization, but sometimes it helps. I imagine my brain. Imagine my brain in my skull, working hard all week. Imagine taking it out of my head and then putting it in a nice little basket, nice and warm and cozy, and say, brain, you've been thinking so much all this time. Now you don't have to think at all. Take a rest, take a break. Giving some freedom to a brain like yours, which sometimes has to do too much. And then lastly, I become aware of the whole body, like it's all connected now, from the top of the head to the toes, tips of fingers and everywhere else. I'm sitting here just relaxing, not trying to work things out, not trying to aim for something. The purpose in this moment is just to be and relax to the max. And the awareness is on the feelings in the body, especially the feeling of relaxation, which when you focus on relaxation, you find that it's a very pleasant feeling. And I don't stop until I can experience with my mindfulness the pleasure of a relaxed body. And I do this for two reasons. First, it makes the body very healthy. When you relax, the body tends to do its healing. Number two, because it also reminds me that meditation is very joyful. You get lots of happiness and pleasure when you're still and peaceful. It allows me to be in this moment aware and kind on my body. When I'm ready, then I move to my mind. Many people have difficulty understanding what this mind is. So to point out one of the most important parts of your mind, its level of peace or its agitation, what I say is measured by your peaceometer. How peaceful are you right now? How agitated are you? That reading gives you a measure of how peaceful you are. But also, that reading changes. You soon become aware that some things make you more peaceful, that some attitudes make you more agitated. You learn the cause of a peaceful mind. You understand what creates agitation. Wanting agitates the mind. So in this moment, don't want anything, just be here. When you have wanting, you create the past and the future. When you are content, all you have is this moment. You find that becomes very, very peaceful. These days it's called present moment awareness. Being aware of what's happening now. And relaxing in this moment. It does help to lessen the inner commentary that our addiction to giving things names and working out what they mean. As we listen to this moment, to this world, experienced in our mind, silently. The more silent you are, the more delightful it seems. When you relax your body, it becomes a delightful feeling. When you relax your mind, that too becomes a delightful experience of the present moment. And quite often, even if you haven't been taught breath meditation, the breath just comes up. It's a natural object of meditation to watch. If you do watch the breath, watch it with kindness. Not controlling the breath, but being its friend. I will now be quiet. And for another 5 or 10 minutes to let you enjoy the peace and relaxation of meditation. just being in this moment, trying to find that space between the thoughts or silence. It's far more revealing of truth than any thoughts. How do you feel right now? It's coming close to the end of this short meditation period. How do you feel? How's your mind, your peaceometer? That part of your mind, how does it feel? And how relaxed is your body? Now very close to the end of the meditation, so I'm going to be ringing the gong 3 times. So don't jump out of meditation too quickly. Allow the first ringing of the gong to let you know the meditation is ending soon. Second and then third ringing. And the third ringing is when you may open your eyes. There we are. Excellent. Okay.